Well, please turn to the back of your Psalter hymnal to page 123. Page 123 as we read the form for infant baptism. Beloved congregation in the Lord Jesus Christ, the principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, so that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water, teaches us whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, that we may be admonished to loathe ourselves, humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation apart from ourselves. Second, holy baptism witnesses and seals unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are baptized into the name of God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For when we are baptized into the name of the Father, God the Father witnesses and seals unto us that he makes an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we're baptized into the name of the Son seals unto us that he washes us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we're freed from our sins and accounted righteous before God. Likewise, when we're baptized into the name of the Holy Spirit assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, imparting to us that which we have in Christ, namely the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Third, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we trust in him and love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a godly life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sins, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant with God. And although our children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from that baptism, since they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, and so again are received unto grace in Christ. As God speaks unto Abraham, the father of all believers, and therefore also to us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. This also Peter testifies with these words, for to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. Therefore God formally commanded to circumcise them, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, as also Christ embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Since then baptism has come in the place of circumcision, the children should be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and as they grow up, the parents shall be bound to give them further instruction in these things, that we therefore may administer this holy ordinance of God to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of the church. Let us now call upon his holy name in prayer. Let's pray. Almighty and eternal God, in your righteous judgment, you have punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood. But in your great mercy, you saved and protected the believer Noah and his family. Yes, you have drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, but you led your people Israel through the midst of it upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified. We beseech you that you may be pleased of your infinite mercy to look graciously upon this covenant child and incorporate him by your Holy Spirit into your Son, Jesus Christ. May he be buried with Christ in his death and be raised with him in newness of life. May he follow you daily, joyfully bearing his cross, cleaving to you in a true faith, firm hope, and ardent love. May he one day leave this life, which seems like a constant death, comforted in you, so as to appear before your throne without terror on the last day. We pray it all through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is with the Father and the Son, the one and only true God, who lives and reigns forever. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and our seed his covenant. Therefore, it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition. That it may then be manifest that you are thus minded, Dan and Sue, you are asked to stand and to sincerely answer these questions. First of all, do you acknowledge that our children, though conceived and born in sin, and therefore subject to all manner of misery, yea, to condemnation itself, are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized? Second, do you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and the New Testament and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and complete doctrine of salvation? Third, do you promise and intend to instruct this child as soon as he is able to understand in the aforesaid doctrine and cause him to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power? What is your answer? After the baptism, we will stand to sing hymn 419. Simon Joseph Whittable, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand together now. Before 19.